My older brother is down there right now, sounding really paranoid because somebody called the police again to check on me. And this time, the police officer is being I don't know where to describe their behavior. It's not paranoid, it's actually overly, nice to everybody here, and it's weird. Like, it's not, I don't even know. I don't know what is wrong with the situation all in all that it bothers me. But there's something weird about a police officer coming here and then being really nice to the people who are beating me. And so I just decided to get dressed a little bit and go downstairs to talk to them in front of these people who beat me. Because they don't, the people, like, my dad and my brother are like, literally, like, just mystified why there's a police officer here to see me again only a few weeks later. And I have to explain to my family why there's police officers coming here. And all my dad said, it was like, they said it's something about the internet. So I'm like, I don't know. I was asleep in bed when he woke me up because they just arrived. So I'm just going down there with this camera on. I don't know. I'm just documenting anything that's occurring at this point. Anything correlated, especially to my older brother beating me in this house. And my parents just standing there watching. It's like, I don't know what to do in that situation. I'm trying to save my money to get out of here and move out and just. And they refuse to pay me minimum wage. So if I have to go to talk to a police officer and I have to explain, if I tell a police officer away from the people who are behaving violently to me and everything that's happening with that crazy alcoholic brother downstairs, who's just like kind of. He's really obviously like walking around kind of nervously, like, laughing at himself and laughing at the situation to himself. I'm like, that is so awful. The police officer's here, man. And, you know, I'm trying to get out of the situation, but what is the police officer going to do but make things more obvious? So I just have to, I don't know.
Sorry, I just woke up. Sorry, I was napping.
Well, that's alright. I'm Officer Jones with the police.
Hi.
So I'm part of our mobile crisis response team, which basically makes sure that folks are getting hooked up with services they need. That's what they pay me primarily to do. So you got referred to us by a couple people actually that are a little concerned, making sure that I guess you post the videos and stuff. And so they just want to make sure that you're getting like the medical care and the services that you might need.
Oh.
So.
Well, I have psoriasis, so I posted videos talking about it a little bit. I was spending about it, but now I'm starting to realize what this is about at all. It's confusing. It's also because a few weeks ago somebody showed up and it was confusing, and that wasn't totally clarified then.
Well, and sometimes people will call in, so we have other officers show up, and then I kind of get like special calls. So
Okay.
They get referred to me from other agencies or from citizens. Like if somebody calls like the chief's office, let's say, and then it kind of filters down to me. So I get things a variety of ways.
Okay.
So
yeah. Yeah, I have like a erythrodermic psoriasis.
Uh-huh.
I just recently even knew how to spell erythrodermic. I mean, I've had it like most of my life, but I've gone to so many doctors for it, and it's genetic, and but it's really rare. Like psoriasis isn't that rare, but the erythrodermic
that specific
version,
type, right?
Yeah, it's like a really rare version, and it's like
and that's like the worst kind you have.
Yeah, right? And the thing is, like they've said the word a lot to me over the years, but they never spelled it, and I finally figured out how to spell it. So I googled the word, and
I love Google.
Yeah, Google's also for that. Only thing is, like, back when they first started saying it, I had no idea how to spell this word. I knew how to spell psoriasis, but erythrodermic was such a difficult word for me to say that it took me years to figure that out. And then finally, recently, they said it clearly enough that I was like, okay. Well, the funny thing is, I mean, they never emphasize it that much. They just occasionally would say, your body's erythrodermic. And so, like, I don't know what that word was.
You need to go to med school too.
Yeah, it's like a very medical term. So I'm like, I don't know what that means. But like, I figured that out. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, gosh, it's like crazy. Like, so I talked a little bit about that on a video. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is a crazy bad form of psoriasis, and like, it's so difficult to get treatment for it. It's based on income, and my like wage is really low. So it's like
looked at applying for disability?
Funny thing is, I was supposed to talk to somebody today, but I thought, but I don't know. At least
that's me.
Oh, it's you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like, disability, I imagine, is an option. I don't know. The only thing is, the problem is I need to get treatment for it.
Right.
Like, it's like,
Hey, Ed, do you mind if we just have a chat? Thanks.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I don't need a medic over here today. I've had enough medics. You can sit if you want. I just get tired of sitting, so.
Yeah. Disability, the thing is, I think I tried to get on disability before at some point, but I don't know, I was having a difficulty with that as well. But I mean, back when I tried to get on disability, it was hard for me to describe that it was a erythrodermic. I didn't really know how to describe it.
And part of that, the doctor fills out some of the paperwork too, so if it's to the point where it causes difficulty working and things like that, you should at least be able to qualify as a person.
Yeah, I've had so many difficult experiences trying to like get help from doctors. Honestly, I mean, years ago when I was younger, it was a little bit easier for. I should say it wasn't as difficult getting doctors to help me out on that because years ago, and maybe it was because I was younger and the medical system was different years ago. Nowadays, it's a lot more money oriented now, and it's just like, and I think all of it has.
Do you have insurance?
I was on insurance like last year, and with the way things are in like the medical system, I did not know I was off of insurance for like a year later. It was like, it was only earlier this year that I realized I was not on insurance because I don't have other medical issues really. The only issue is psoriasis.
That's a big one. What do you need medication for?
Yeah, it's the big one, definitely. But the only trouble is, anything that like how should I describe the insurance care source, I think it is, like that I was on, like one of those government insurance types they only qualified me to be on one type of drug for psoriasis. It's not the type that's for severe psoriasis. And severe psoriasis is actually not a erythrodermic psoriasis. It's much milder.
Right.
Like, that's what I realized, too.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's like a specific.
Yeah, severe is like, yeah, like, erythrodermic is such a rare one. I guess that it's like, it's erythrodermic is when it's your entire body, basically. But severe usually is, like, classified as, like, 10% of your body or something. Or, like, it starts around 10% of your body. I could be wrong there. It might be even less than that, really.
What medication have they had you on? First of all, have they had you on medication that seems to be working?
Yeah. Yeah. No, Stelara is the one that has worked for me, but, like, it's such a difficult thing to be financially to be on that. I make no money. And like, it's like, it's for, I mean, I make money, but it's like very little money. So I'm like, in order to really keep most of my money, I don't eat very often. So, I mean, I eat each day, but it's not like three meals a day. I really try to save most of what I make. So like, basically, dealing with that, it's like, but I know that Stelara works, because like, the first time they gave me any treatment of Stelara was, I think at the beginning of 2014, I think. And they were giving me treatments for that for about 6 months, then they stopped. It wasn't because it wasn't working, it the only drug that worked as fast as it did. The first treatment, it worked within, I'd say 5 weeks or something, like a month about. No drug worked that fast at all before, and I'd been like on various types of treatments since I was like a teenager. For like, and none of the treatments as a teenager really worked. I mean, they were very slow working, and there were so many side effects and things that were like totally awful. Like in general, especially like with how rapid it was going, it was just like it was arrhythmogenic, but it's like one of those things you didn't know was a arrhythmogenic until after you, like, it was a few years in. Like, probably a couple of years into, like, having psoriasis, doctors didn't know how extreme it was. There's like, but it is spreading fast, and it's weird. Like, every time I go to the back to the doctor, it's like, well, it's a lot more than it was last time. Like, and it was like, they say it's all stress correlated, so I don't know. Like, it's, and especially, like, around high school and stuff, where, like, just generally, you know, going to school every day, that was like, I'm sure that added to the stress of not knowing really.
Sure. Well, especially like, if you're just being diagnosed.
Like, yeah, I was just being diagnosed, and then like, yeah, like it was like, it's one of those stressful, just that in itself is so much stress in itself. But like, all in all, like, but yeah, like, Stelara definitely is like the first drug that, like, of any kind that had any effectiveness that quickly on any level.
And you don't see, the side effects that you saw with some of the other
Yeah, there's like
or
no.
You haven't had any major side effects.
Yeah, I haven't had any side effects from Stelara at all.
So since 2014, have you been on it pretty much consistently, or have you been off and on?
It was 6 months at first, and then they took me off of it for financial reasons.
Okay.
It was like, that was why ultimately, despite the fact that it's the only one that worked, but like, it worked so well that I was shocked when they took me off. I was like, oh my gosh. And that was not actually in recent, I mean, it makes more sense recently why that would happen. Like it shocked me at that time. But like, but now I've been on that treatment again for like, I'd say it's been a year and a half, something like that. Like it's been like a year and a half of consistently being treated again. We met somebody who was, kind of a representative of the company that makes the drug.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we stayed in contact with them, and they, I guess they pulled strings and whatnot, and like it's been helpful. But the funny thing is I've gone through like three doctors in this past year and a half. Two of them retired, like both almost at the same time. Well, not exactly the same time, but like not far apart. And I was like, so I keep changing doctors for irrelevant reasons, I guess.
You're kind of like starting to cycle over where you
Yeah, like I had to reintroduce myself all over again, and it's all in like basically the same office building too, so it's like confusing. Like, so I've been going to a specific like nurse, like a registered nurse,
like a
who's
nurse practitioner sort of thing.
Yeah, like she's like a higher up nurse, I guess, but like essentially she's a doctor. I'm not sure, she's a nurse there, but anyway, she's like one of the regular people, like the big name tag at the desk. So it's like so she's like one of those people that has her own office and stuff, so it's kind of like going to any of the other doctors. But the thing is, I mean, that drug, as far as Stelara, that works definitely. Like the past year and a half, I've had the least amount of issues with my body breaking out and essentially bleeding. Like it bleeds, I mean, right now it's nice and mild, but like if it's, especially in the middle of winter, it wouldn't really matter winter or summer. It could be any time of year because it's non-seasonal. It's like a chronic, like year-round thing for me. Like, but